Thanks for joining me. I'm Nancy, and you're listening to Ordinary People, Extraordinary Things. I'll be talking to ordinary people, just like you, who share their real life stories. If you find this helpful, please subscribe, leave a kind review, and share. Merry Christmas. I hope that wherever you are this Christmas season, if it is in a time of wonderment, awe, and amazement, and beauty, or if you're in a sad, overwhelmed, anxious state, that God will meet you in that place and He will show you His light and the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. And I am sure that you have heard the birth of Jesus and the story so many times. I would recommend you actually taking out your Bible and reading it. You will find Matthew and Luke to write the stories that we really hear of and associate with the Christmas story. But I want to read to you my favorite story of Jesus' birth, John 1 through 17. And you might be saying, what? John doesn't have a story of Jesus' birth. Well, not the story that we're accustomed to, but let me read it to you. And it's going to be 17 verses, so stay with me, but really listen to it. And I will tell you a couple things that really jumped out at me, and I hope there are some things that jumped out at you. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ." Okay, so I have my favorite people, David and Rachel, here with me. David, is there anything you learned from John or something that sticks out to you?
That it seems like the creation is in John and Genesis.
Yes. I think he's pulling from that deliberately, saying that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit were all there from the very beginning. And even though Jesus came to earth and was born as a baby, what we see as Christmas, he was always, always there. So good job. Yeah, I love that too. The idea that Jesus was always around at the beginning of creation, and it's just that he chose to be born in order to redeem mankind. It was so good, bud. What about you, Rachel?
I learned that they weren't like the babies weren't flesh and blood, they were just God made them like perfect, not like perfect, but he made them good how we wanted them.
He made them, yeah. He says that, doesn't he say that? Are you talking about that he gave the right to become children of God?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so good. I like that too. A couple things that stand out. One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture is John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I love that verse. And then the other one that I really enjoy is John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And I love that for a few reasons. First is because God became flesh and dwelt among us. How amazing is our God to do that? And then the second part of it, it says that he was full of grace and truth. And that's such a hard thing to do in our world, is to show grace and truth and to do it well. But if we look to Jesus on how to do that, then we can make an impact on the world. So from all of us at Ordinary People Extraordinary Things,
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for tuning in. God gave me a calling to share people's stories, and I've been doing that for over 16 years with my business, Generations to Generations. Ordinary People Extraordinary Things is a continuation of telling stories. All of us have a story, and it's imperative that we share it with others. I know you have a story to share on how God has showed up in the mountains and valleys of your life. To do that, visit me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or email me at ordinarypeoplestories@gmail.com. And I'll see you on the next podcast.